Hey, social workers, therapists, counselors, community workers, anyone in the helping profession, this is the Social Work Mentors Case Notes from the Field podcast. Check out socialworkmentor.com/links to find out more about this podcast and everything that we do. Now here's the episode.
At first, exciting, earth-shattering, groundbreaking. The first episode. Let's not pump it up too much. Let's not set that bar too high.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, my social work peeps. This is Ernesto Bejarano from the Social Work Mentor, and this is going to be a hopefully brief little introduction to the Social Work Mentor and to describe what it is that we're doing here, what we're hoping to get accomplished. What does this mean to you? So, I, about 5 or 6 years ago, developed a website at that time, which was meant to be a very user-friendly, accessible interface or something that a social worker could use out in the field or in the office to kind of guide their work, to put a structure or a framework around some of their practice, and to be the bridge between training and practice in social work. So that was what I initially developed early on, and really with the idea that it was just going to be used at a very local level. I didn't really have much thought beyond that. At a certain point, I realized that I could actually, instead of having just a website, there was a way to create an app that I could put into the Android App Store, or the Google Play Store, sorry. So I made the modifications that I needed to make, and I put it up in the App Store. And completely unexpected, lo and behold, I started getting downloads from all over the world. Literally, I'll post somewhere at some point some of the countries that download the app and utilize the app on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And we're talking from United States to UK, to the UK, to Canada, to Australia, but also places that I would have never expected, Bangladesh and Zimbabwe and Hong Kong, all over the world. And so what that really told me was that whatever it was that was in the Social Work Mentor was of some value to people, not just in my little local area that I thought of initially, but worldwide. And so I relooked at, what I had going, and I started just making modifications. I am a full-time social work professional. Little by little, I started adding things and developing things. And fast forward now 5 or 6 years, we have the website, we have an app, this podcast and video podcast that you're seeing or listening to. We have a little social work store. We have some courses that we're beginning to develop. And the focus now has really become these problems or challenges that we have in our field. Number one, it seems to me that the research and the information, at least that I've been exposed to, is that we don't have a big enough pool of people who are interested in social work and the helping professions. And so I feel like we need to really connect with people and people that might be on the periphery and on the outside thinking of maybe getting into social work. Maybe they're high school students kind of trying to figure out what the career path they want to take. Maybe they're undergrads still figuring things out. Maybe they're community workers or volunteers at a nonprofit. Those kinds of people who I think are, potentially our future colleagues. I really wanted to develop some things that could connect them to our practice and really familiarize them with what we do so that hopefully we can begin to attract more individuals into our field and get a bigger pool of colleagues that we'll have working with us. So that's number one. The second focus that I really wanted to focus on was once we get them here, we know that within a few years, a lot of people leave the profession and they move on to other things. And those of us who have been around for a while and have some battle scars, we know that it's not an easy thing to stick around with sometimes. And so I feel like there's more that we can do to support those who have decided to enter the field and really try to give them the tools, support, community, networks that they need to stay engaged with the profession so that they can really get over that, 2-3 year hump and become the social workers that they can be. And so that has really become the primary focus of the Social Work Mentor. In addition to that, I am hopeful and In my own practice, I've utilized the tools, techniques, philosophies, different things that are available in a social work mentor. I've used them with my team, the social workers that I supervise, to, you know, who are some very seasoned, myself fairly seasoned as well. I have almost 25 years in the field. And so you don't have to be a new social worker or just entering the field. It's helpful, I have found, for those of us who have been around a while too. So with that all being said, these particular podcasts that you're listening to or watching are one of my attempts to really just have on people that are in the profession from all different areas. Maybe I may have on medical social workers, school social workers, child welfare social workers. I might have on community outreach workers. I might have on, you know, evaluation and research professionals, all different areas of the work that we do, and just have very, you know, natural, fun conversations with our colleagues and expose what we do to the world. And hopefully that helps to familiarize people with the work, bring them in, and in some ways support them to stay motivated to remain in our profession. So hopefully that's giving you a good overview of what we're doing. I would love for you to subscribe or follow or whatever particular platform you're hearing and or seeing this right now, because as these episodes come out and as we have new exciting interviews to share with you, I'd like for you to get those notifications so you know when they're happening. Feel free to engage in the comments or message me directly. I'll put all my social media links and everything here, and you know, we'd love to build this community out so that we are a place for potential new and seasoned social workers and helping professionals to gather, to learn, to build community, and to grow together to help others out in the world, which is what we do all the time anyway. And I'll see you, or talk to you if you're just listening, on the next one. See you later.
Freeze!
Now, the actual very first legit episode of this podcast will be coming out in early April of 2020. That's my target. Have my guests lined up. We have everything scheduled. So now, at this point, as I film this, we're getting ready to film quick edits, and I will be putting that out. So I will put links somewhere around here so that you can sign up to know when that first episode comes out, that first exciting, earth-shattering, the first episode. Let's not pump it up too much. Let's not set that bar too high. But it will be a good, fun time, and I think you would enjoy it. So wherever I put this link, click on it, and I'll make sure that you get notified when we do record and put out that first episode. And then you'll be notified, as I mentioned, for all the further episodes until you so choose to not be notified. But I don't think that's going to happen, because you're gonna have a good time along with us. So look around here for that link, get it set up, and I'll let you know when we're getting started. So I hope you enjoyed that first informational little podcast. The first actual interview podcast with my first guest will be dropping soon at the time of this recording. So make sure you subscribe to or follow this podcast so that when that episode and the following episodes come out, you'll be notified and have something to listen to on the way to work.